This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In Jharkhand, Executive President of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM Hemant Soren, today asked state claim to form new government in the state. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar invited him to form a new government in the state. After meeting with Governor, Hemant Soren said the oath ceremony will be held on the 28th of this month. Mr. Soren said he had submitted a letter of support of 56 party legislators from JMM, Congress, RJD and CPIML. On this occasion, in charge of Congress, RJD and CPIML were present. Earlier, Hemant Soren submitted his resignation to the governor. The governor accepted the resignation of Hemant Soren and asked him to continue as caretaker chief minister till a new government is formed. In Maharashtra, activities for government formation are gradually picking up pace after the Mahayuti coalition comprising the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Hectic parleys are underway in their respective party folds. A meeting of Nationalist Congress party leaders was held at the residence of party chief Ajit Pawar. BJP Maharashtra chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also chaired a meeting in Mumbai with party leaders. The Shiv Sena Legislative Party will also hold a meeting in the evening. The term of the current assembly ends on the 26th of November, before which the new government should come into existence. The winter session of the parliament will commence tomorrow. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of parliament on Tuesday on account of commemoration of the Constitution Day. The government had convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on alleged bribery scam by an industrialist, Manipur situation, unemployment and pollution in North India. Ahead of winter session of Parliament, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Mr. Birla expressed hope that members of Parliament will contribute to the tradition of positive and constructive debates. He appealed to the members to establish highest standards of decorum in Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Odisha plays a pivotal role in India's growth and is blessed with cultural heritage admired across the country and the world. In his address during the Odisha Parva 2024 event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said Odisha has provided strong leadership to the country. He said Draupadi Murmu, a daughter of Odisha from the tribal community, is serving as President of India, is a great source of pride for all of us. Mr. Modi said, inspired by her leadership, numerous projects worth 1,000 crores have been initiated for the welfare of the tribal people of Odisha. He highlighted that these welfare projects are not only benefiting the people of state, but also the entire tribal population across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the role of young people in protecting the elderly from digital scams and assisting them in navigating the digital world. Addressing the nation in his 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister reiterated that there is no provision for digital arrest under the law. The Prime Minister cited a couple of youth who are working selflessly for the society in the regard and are motivating others as well. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today watched the movie The Sabarmati Report in New Delhi. The film is based on the burning of a coach of Sabarmati Express train near Godhra Station, Gujarat in 2002. In cricket, India have set a target of 534 runs against hosts Australia on day 3 of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth today. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets in their second innings at the draw of stumps today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.